Tune in Saturday mornings at 9 to the Prep Corner, breaking down high school scores, standings, and interviewing the stars of the area on the Big AM 1380.
6:45 of the Big AM 1380 WBEL, finding professional and personal happiness. It's a lifelong journey. And our next guest, who is a credentialed executive and corporate coach and author, has a unique and fun approach to getting out of a rut and moving ahead. Her book is called From SOS to Wow, Your Personal Coaching Adventure. It's a helpful guide for anyone ready to bust their assumptions, unleash their creative ideas, and take courageous risks to get where they need to get to personally and professionally. Our next guest is the president of Ideal Training Incorporated. She trains and coaches professionals and managers with a mission to unleash creativity, ignite ideas, and remove barriers to success to assist clients in solving problems and opening doors to possibilities. And she is, again, the author of the book From SOS to Wow, Your Personal Coaching Adventure. And she joins us right now in the morning program on the Big AM 1380. We welcome Margaret A. Johnson. Margaret, great to have you with us. Good morning.
Thank you very much. Up and at 'em, ready to go.
All righty. And that's the thing, because I think that's a great way to start when you're mentioning something like that. Be up and at 'em, ready to go, because you want to know something. There are a lot of people that are getting up this morning. They're not necessarily up and at 'em. They're kind of ready to go because they're kind of stuck in a rut. And what your book does is it tries to get them out of that rut and really bring them the kind of professional and even personal happiness that they want when it comes to what's going on in their life and in their job and all of that, right?
That's right. That's true.
So you know, but first, let's start with the title of the book, From SOS to Wow, because SOS and Wow are two acronyms that you use. First of all, let's start with SOS.
That's the same old stuff. You're stuck in the same old place. It's kind of like we get that feeling a lot at New Year's when we make our resolutions and they're the same ones we had the last year. Mm-hmm. So I use that stuck in the same old place or same old stuff.
All right. And then from there, because you want to get from that point, same old stuff, to wow. And now what's wow?
Wow is well on the way. I mean, we always are moving toward where we want to be. And when we get there, we have another idea of where we want to go. So I wouldn't say we're actually there and then we're done. It's just well on the way to where we want to be. So I use the WOW acronym there.
And I think it's a great way of putting it, Margaret, simply because, let's just face it, you know, when we get to a point, when you don't really want to get to a point where you say, okay, I've accomplished it, I've gotten there, simply because, let's just face it, when it comes to success, it's a work in progress, because you want to, you know, keep improving and keep interested. And I think that's the key too, keeping interested in what you're doing when you're doing something for a living, because let's just face it, you got to spend a third of your day in many cases doing that. So if you want to do that, you have to stay motivated and you really have to stay interested in what you're doing, right?
Mm-hmm. That's true. You can be good with where you are and excited you reached a certain point or something worked out or business relationships or whatever are working well, but it's also, and you know what? I want to work on this too, and I think this can be better. So it's kind of that little journey of always being open to moving forward.
Yeah, and the one thing that you point out in your book, it's more than just work stuff. It's even like personal stuff as well. Say, for example, you're talking about New Year's resolutions and keep doing the same one over and over and over again. Say, for example, it's like, I have a goal to lose 50 pounds, and I never get around to doing that simply because, you know, maybe there's just other stuff getting in the way, but really what it comes down to is making a priority of these things you want to move forward with and really make a big difference in your life.
That's right. It's kind of like what's it going to do for you and how's it going to make you feel? And I think people get motivated by that feeling that they want. So some things can just fall by the wayside. But if it's really important to them and they have this excited feeling that they're looking forward to when that happens, then they'll actually get motivated to do it.
Okay, the name of the book is From SOS to Wow, Your Personal Coaching Adventure. What I want to find out, Margaret, is your adventure that got you into personal coaching and just really getting people and organizations as well pumped up to do something better. Tell us your story.
Well, I started out in engineering, and I come from a big Catholic family, and out of all of 8 kids, I'm the only one that went into engineering like my dad. I love math. And as I got into engineering in the power industry and into management, people, you know, you're coaching your employees. But I went off on my own and started doing training and selling and technical sales. And I had people come to me and ask me to coach them and help them with certain things. Oh, you're good at this. You could help me this and that. And when I naturally started to do that for people and help them and see the results, I wanted to get credentialed to be able to make sure I was doing it the right way. Mm-hmm. So I went out and got my credentials, and now that's what I do all the time, is I help people move from, whether it's at home or it's in the work environment, from where they're stuck to where they can really get to be happy and moving forward. And it's really helping them see the possibilities where they couldn't see possibilities before.
Yeah, so it's been a case where, you know, you've been stopping by, you know, organizations, you've been helping people out along the way, really on a one-on-one basis when it comes to, you know, motivating them, getting them to be their best possible when it comes to a number of different goals and a number of different areas in your life, in their life, rather. And now you've put together this book to give access to everybody from SOS to WOW. So tell us a little bit more about the book and what, you know, really what folks can get out of it from your perspective, Margaret.
Well, I think it helps them with three things that I believe are most important in moving forward. And part of that is the assumptions that we hold. Oh, I can't do that. You know, I'm not this. I don't have this. I have to wait until that. And we talk ourselves out of a lot of things. And so it helps them, first of all, kind of deal with some of these assumptions or stories that we tell ourselves that hold ourselves back. And once they work through some of those assumptions, then they can start to get creative and unleash their creative ideas and juices to see different ways to do it. And then the book also gives them ways and little tips to work through being courageous enough to take risks, because it's a lot of times it's really tough to make changes or go speak to someone or go ask for something or go do certain things that you haven't done before. So it's got a lot of stories and examples in there, but it's also almost like a mini workbook that helps you work through a lot of those different ideas to get started and moving well on the way.
There you go. Margaret A. Johnson is the author of that book, From SOS to WOW, Your Personal Coaching Adventure. She joins us on the Big AM 1380 and the morning program. What it comes down to, Margaret, is, you know, we all have our little comfort zone. We like hanging in there because it's easy. It's not too bad. It's all right. You know, like you're saying, it's like, you know, it's like the same old stuff. But really, you know, in order to move on to something, you have to break out of that comfort zone and just take a chance every once in a while. And yeah, there's going to be a little bit of fear. Yeah, there's going to be some apprehension and maybe even some failure along the way. But really, these are just steps, you know, because failure, a great quote that I remember hearing from a number of sources is failure is having the courage to try. So really, this is a situation where if you just step outside of yourself and outside of your comfort zone, you have an opportunity to really make something and make something great of yourself and your life.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah, so really, and what this book does, it's an opportunity, like a blueprint, if you will, to take those steps along the way, I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too. I think when people get frustrated enough or annoyed enough or disappointed enough, I think that kind of gives them a little bit of that energy and push, and there's examples and stories and help in there, too. Once you take a little risk, I think it gives you a little courage. Like, I teach fitness classes, too, and I have people in yoga that try a new pose, and I think that little bit of energy they get from a small success kind of gives them a little more confidence to try bigger risks and move forward. So, again, it is a little process that we work through and grow each time.
And one of the things that you point out from the WOW aspect, well on the way, has to do with creativity, making creativity a part of your daily life so you're able to more effectively solve problems, analyze, and take risks and remove barriers to success. And I'm thinking that a lot of people, you know, may think, oh, I'm not that creative. But the thing is, there's a little bit of creativity in all of us. And if there isn't, there are probably a lot of things to be a creativity stir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think what the biggest thing that obstacle people have is they don't think they are, mm-hmm. So they don't even try to be creative about things. We don't have to be an artist, or we don't have to be able to play a musical instrument or anything to be creative. It's just giving yourself a little time. Sometimes it's just, you know, people don't realize they forget in the shower they got ideas, or when they were driving to work and they don't write them down. So if they just started to actually, when they had an idea, write them down, you know, jump out of the shower, have a notebook on the sink or something, then they'd start to see that the creativity is actually flowing, but they're so busy, they're just missing that opportunity to write it down or spend some time with those ideas that they have.
Or in this day and age, when you have that phone, is so many people, you know, so seldom use the phone for making phone calls these days. One of the things you can do with it is you have a voice record mode on there. If you can't write it down, just speak into the phone, just put it in record mode and say, this is my idea, blah, 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 blah. And that's another way to keep those ideas fresh and keep them in the memory, though it is another source you're using. And it's really an opportunity to really grow and thrive. And I think that's the entire point of your book. You want people to grow, to thrive, and really become something special in life.
Yeah, that's true. I think what motivated part of the book is seeing so many people not thinking they had any options and thinking, oh, this is the only way, or this is what's going to, you know, and to help them open up and see that there are possibilities and have some hope and faith and kind of play with their own talents that they forget that they have that can help them move forward. So, yeah, I keep my phone next to my bed, and I'm always waking up or thinking of certain things. Usually before I get to deep sleep, I have a lot of ideas. That's when your brain relaxes. And so taking that opportunity to record it or put it in your little note thing on your phone or however works best for you, but making sure you get it written down and remembered.
Yeah, and I guess the key thing is be, you know, persistence too. Simply because you are going to run into obstacles along the way. You know, you may run into some job interviews and you don't get the job, and you think what's wrong with me or something like that. It really comes down to just knowing that, you know, something better can happen, but just keeping at it is the key, right?
That's right, and I actually have that persistence quote from Calvin Coolidge right here on my desk, that nothing in the world can take the place of persistence, that it alone and determination are omnipotent. So it's really we just keep trekking through and believing, and especially here in the our area with the oil and gas problems that we've had, I've seen so much persistence with people just sticking to it and keeping looking for a job after they got laid off, and that's really, I think, motivating and inspiring to other people.
Yeah,
because people worked through and got something.
Right, because Margaret, we should mention, she lives in the Houston area, and that's a big area when it comes to the oil industries, and that's an up and down industry pretty much when it comes to what's going on with success, and it's very variant sometimes when it comes to a number of different factors. So really, you know, with what's going on in so many different aspects of life, people need motivation. People need just a reminder just to keep going, and don't forget that you do have a sense of creativity and you do have a sense of real promise. So this is a great starting point, your book here, Margaret.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I think, you know, we can't always work with a coach or have that friend that helps us along, and I feel like maybe that the book is that little friend in a way, that's your little sidekick that helps keep you going and giving you that hope and faith and inspiration that things are possible.
Yeah, an accountability buddy, if you will. There you go. It's from SOS to WOW, your personal coaching adventure. The author of that book joining us. She's a personal coach, and she helps out when it comes to getting motivated. Margaret A. Johnson joining us on the Big AM 1380 in the morning program. And Margaret, if people want to find out about the book, there are plenty of resources, or for that matter, the web. You know, your website has information about that too.
Yes, the book is available through me at www.ideasandbeyond.com, and it's also available on Amazon.
All right, that's ideasandbeyond.com, so keep that in mind. Margaret, we all need a little kick in the pants once in a while to get going. We appreciate you joining us to provide that with your book and your spirit as well. Margaret, thanks again for joining us this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you. Have a great day.
And you do the same, ma'am. 6:59 on the Big AM 1380.
If this happens to you...